there. We are at the Audio Branding Congress 2011, and beside me I have Tapio Hakanen. He is head of sound design at Nokia, and he's also a producer and rock star DJ. Let me know how you evolved into this field and how you ended up at Nokia.
I guess I've had for a long time two careers, one in sound design and music production for TV, ads, movies and such, and then my own career of music and DJing. And I think in the sound design field, I'm always supporting somebody else's vision and sonifying that. And then with my own music and DJing, it's more like expressing my own thing. And to Nokia, I actually came from gaming world. Mm-hmm. I was sound designer in a big gaming house in Finland, and they hired me to be the audio art director for the brand. And then from the brand department, I was asked to join and manage the sound team of Nokia Design. And that's what I currently do. So I manage the sound team of Nokia Design, where we are more or less responsible for all the sounds in all Nokia devices.
Awesome. And how has it evolved since you've joined Nokia? What have you seen like transition in the last 3 years?
I guess the big changes are that first thing I wanted to do was to create this very holistic set of sounds mm-hmm. for the devices. So before we had sounds and they were recognized as Nokia, but they were done by different teams at different people at different times. So now when we design device sounds, it's one set of sounds that's holistically designed. That's one thing. Then also our team is more and more involved with Nokia events, so that's one area we work with sound in spaces. And also for the communications, we are more and more seen as kind of internal sound agents that can be hired to do anything sound related.
Very cool. And what do you want people to take away from your presentation? What makes it special or stand out from other ones?
I guess key themes I had or key messages. One was the longevity if you want to build recognition and recognizability for your brand assets, audio assets. I think being consistent with them and of course revitalizing, remaking them constantly, but keeping them recognizable. That's one key, because we've had the Nokia tune. It's been the same melody for 17 years now.
Yeah, it's a very known tune.
Yeah, and the key is that it hasn't been changed. It's been the same, and then I think we are now in seventh evolutionary version of it. And probably the second key theme that I had was the importance of testing when we do sound design. Mm-hmm. So our design is close to, for example, industrial design, traditional process-driven design where it's very human-centric. We need to take into account the different local preferences around the world and test before, during, and after the design. So that's one thing.
Do other mobiles who create sound, they don't do that? They don't test?
I'm sure that they are testing. Our takeaway from the testing is the acknowledging the local relevance mm-hmm. that in certain areas like India, China, Middle East, the local music culture is so strong that we need to offer them local content as well.
Very cool. I like some of the melodies you guys played for yeah. China, and I like the Middle East one too. It's fun.
Yeah.
Is this your first time at an audio branding congress?
Yes, my team members have been in the previous ones, but this is my own first one.
And what is your thoughts?
I'm super excited about it. I think the program already beforehand looked very, very interesting, and the presentations, the five presentations I've seen so far or six, have been very, very high quality. A lot of thoughts, for the future, for me. And also it seems that it's quite laid back at the same time. Small community, 100-150 people. Everybody's really positive and easy to approach. Very happy about it.
We're really glad to have you. Yeah. And where do you see the future of audio branding in the mobile world, mobile communication world going, say in the next few years?
I think now when we see this competition between the platforms or ecosystems, the iOS versus Android versus Windows versus BlackBerry. So I think especially in the ecosystems with many players in there, differentiating is very, very important. I think there that the Windows Nokia phones, that they sound like Nokia, that's super important for us and of course important for the other players as well.
And lastly, What do you want people to walk away from this Congress, or what do you expect to walk away with from this Congress in terms of learning or the experience?
I guess I think that all of us in the industry are very much the promoters of the whole thinking and educating people, the clients and everybody else. So I think, I hope that everyone will walk away with more better tools to sell our thinking and doing to the clients. And also fresh ideas for the sound design itself and the strategic thinking, and of course some new friends and contacts in the industry.
Very cool. Well, your case study was very inspiring, very eye-opening, so I hope to learn a lot more. Thanks so much.
Thanks.